Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me and what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
105.7 HD2. It's the Brown & Crouppen Morning After.
Welcome back to TMA, presented to you by Brown & Crouppen. Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, the Plowhawk, Ken Strode, and you know Jackson Burkett. He's in the Horton Watkins Studios, and he's preparing his Tuesday half
White
and half.
Boulevard, something or other?
Yeah, something like that. I guess I originally called it A Little Piddle About Jack and Diane.
Doug, do you see John Cougar Mellencamp walking off stage
this weekend? No. Why did he?
Did anybody
that?
See that?
No.
Nobody did?
Uh-huh.
I thought that's why you brought it up.
Was the concert over?
No.
I don't know. He's still touring.
Yeah, he's playing in St. Louis in September with another older school artist, and I can't recall
Nelson.
Who somebody. Willie Nelson's live, Iggy. I would agree with that.
That's somebody, about as old school as it gets.
It is. 314-881 TMA5. Hey, guys, the first time I've ever seen Iggy arrive on time, that's from Big Tough. That's not accurate.
No, you're not watching.
John Cougar Mellencamp. I think you told the story about this happening with Stevie Nicks. Somebody, he was in the middle of kind of telling some stories in between songs, and somebody yelled, "Stop talking and play some music."
Oh. And he left.
And he clearly was not pleased with the gentleman. And he goes, "The thing is, you guys don't realize I could just cut the show short and leave." He goes, "You know what? I think I'm going to do that. I'm going to play 10 fewer songs." And he just starts going into kind of a half-assed version of Jack and Diane, which was what Jackson said today's balloon party. Little piddles about Jack and Diane?
A little piddle about Jack and
Diane. There you go. And then about 5 seconds into that, he goes, "You know what? I'm done." And he just walks off the stage.
Oh,
and then people start screaming at the guy who screamed at him. And that's when my little TikTok video cut out.
Wouldn't you want some TikTok of your money back if he cut the concert?
Yeah, I would think people are going to start bitching about they want their money back. I guess once the concert starts, they don't say, you know, this show will be 2 hours long. It'll be.
No.
You know, he played and he left. Stevie didn't leave. The guy got booed.
I think the artists need to get a little thicker skin sometimes and not react so much.
It's not a comedy club where you're getting heckled. I mean,
no, but remember when Miranda Lambert stopped her concert because someone was taking a selfie?
Yeah.
Did you see the video last week of Madonna? She had everybody get up and clap, and somebody in the front row didn't stand up.
Berating her.
She said, "Why aren't you standing? Why aren't you standing up?" She walked over to the person who was in a wheelchair.
And what did Madonna say to that?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. Hey, yeah, my bad.
Maybe you shouldn't go after the fans who pay a lot of money to come see you.
It should be more like Gaga. Love your fans.
Well, I think most of them are. But every now and then, some aren't, and it really sticks out.
Yeah, I think when you mentioned John Cougar, I think it's kind of like the Outlaw concert. I think Mellencamp, I think Willie Nelson's there. Yeah, a bunch of old
people
right, there.
You're right, Willie Nelson.
God, I can't believe Willie Nelson. I mean, he's got to be 90.
Close to it. I saw him at the Country Music Awards like 3 or 4 years ago, and it looked like he was dead then. I mean, he could barely sing a note.
He is
classic rock.
How much?
90. He'll be 91 at the end of April.
Yeah. It shows you, man. Just smoke pot.
Yeah. God bless him for keeping after it.
That's insane. 90.
A little piddle. About Jack and Diane. Did you
say little ditty?
Little piddle.
But is the real word diddle diddy?
I think
yeah.
So.
Diddle. Hey, diddle diddle.
Little diddle.
Little diddle.
Diddle your skittle.
By Jack and Piddle.
That's correct.
Two American kids.
Didn't he date Meg Ryan for a while?
Doug?
I don't know if he did
to Meg Ryan.
I don't know. I just don't.
And then she got all the Botox and he left her.
Because of the Botox?
Well, she didn't even look like Meg Ryan.
But you wouldn't just leave your wife because she got Botox, would you?
Gotta be a lot of divorces in Ladue.
Maybe he did.
I don't know if he... I don't think he was ever with.
I think he was dating Meg Ryan.
Okay. Yeah. He also dated Christie Brinkley.
Oh, did he?
Is that right?
Yep. This guy. A yeah, champion.
Just be a musician. Look at John Mayer. He's had a stable full.
Yeah.
I remember when Tim cut the TMA Live short because I wouldn't let Doug eat a chicken wing out of my butt. That's from former fan page moderator.
Well, you know what? He just got himself suspended. Neil Allen Craig Paquette got himself suspended for that remark. Got himself suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name, as we speak, is going into the Illinois Recovery Center suspension logule. Check on IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com while serving your suspension. Maybe they can get you turned around.
Illinois Recovery Center, former fan page moderator, Neil Allen, Craig Paquette, that's where you're going to be. Transform your story at Illinois Recovery Center. Illinois Recovery Center, the team believes in the strength of every individual's journey to recovery. Whether you're taking the first step or continuing your path, the IRC's dedicated team is here to support you. Why choose Illinois Recovery Center? Holistic healing approach, expert care and guidance, safe and welcoming environment, tailored programs for lasting recovery, and a top-notch facility and accommodations as well. Please call 888-472-9559 or visit IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. Jackson, tell me about Circa.
Yeah, happy to, Tim. The world's largest sports book in Las Vegas has now made its way to Illinois. So if you live here in St. Louis, Missouri, you just make the short drive across the river. Or if you already live in Illinois, sign up, because the Circa Sports app is sports betting the way it should be, with big app bets, high betting limits, tight money line splits, and the best customer service around. The big dance gets underway today. First four play today and tomorrow, and then the first round action is
going to get underway.
Thursday and Friday, where you have wall-to-wall games from start to finish.
Well, when you talk about the tournament, you talk about James Carlton sponsoring it.
Talk about the Midwest section.
Do the hands while he's doing it.
Oh, sorry.
What's up?
there's a little bounce. It's like a Sibian.
Oh, I crack every time he does.
My tone.
You look at the Midwest region. You got Creighton taking on Akron. Akron may be lucky to get in the tournament altogether after the Kent State debacle.
How about Baywall?
Creighton's got a St. Louis native, Doug. You know, Ryan Kalkbrenner. He's a real tall drink of water. He's going to be putting in the work. Maybe they'll play Lamont Paris and the South Carolina Gamecocks in the second round. Whether you like Creighton, whether you like Akron, no matter who you like, you can bet on it with the Circa Sports app. Visit CircaSports.com for more details and get ready to start betting like a pro. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-GAMBLER or text ILGAMB to 833-234.
James Carlton, your one shining moment is going to CarltonInsurance.net today to see how much you can save on car, home, and life insurance as the tournament gets underway, Doug, with the first four. And then you'll talk about the tournament more on Thursday. And you need to think about it. Send your emails in for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. It's DesignAirService.com is where you go to work with Seth Goldkamp. Doug, I got to be honest with you. I got a little spoiled with these temperatures here over the last couple of weeks.
They're all over the place next.
And now, I mean, it's not terrible. No highs like in the 40s, but... Yeah, it's going to be 67 today, but the Hawk is up. So if you play today and you enter that score, they might adjust it because of the windy conditions. 57 for a high Wednesday, 52 Thursday. Next week, a week from tomorrow, high of 51. I don't like that. I kind of was hoping for 70s by then. Yeah. And even though that's not realistic, I got spoiled.
Yeah, we did. This is more normal.
This is more normal.
And we were told no more winter, and yet
that's an issue.
38 degrees
well,
now.
Today's the first day of spring, so technically there is no more winter.
There you go.
29 when I got up.
Well, it's not winter anymore. It's spring.
Winter-like conditions.
Well, I said no more winter, and there was no more winter, and
there
now
was,
it's spring,
we had
so it's
20 degree temperatures.
Yeah, but it got up to 50 that day, so.
But it was it got down to 20. That's winter.
Well, I think winter is zero and then high of like 25 during the day.
Oh, come on.
And snow. That's winter. 50 degrees is not winter. That's spring or fall.
How about 28 degrees?
Well, but it didn't stay that temperature.
Well, and the temperature never stays in one spot. It moves. And when we hit 28, I feel like I'm in winter.
DesignAirService.com. That's where you go. Seth Goldkamp, fourth generation, Design Air Heating and Cooling. Doug, not many spring training games left for the Cardinals. I know you always like to watch a Kyle Gibson start, so today will be a special day for you. Victor Scott is in the starting line.
Oh, good.
Hey, Phillies closer Jose Alvarado did an interview during the Phillies broadcast, and here's what he had to say about how he's feeling.
I'd like to hear it.
Is that the key for any pitcher, though, Jose, is make sure your legs are strong?
You know, I am the grizzly bear.
Yeah, you are.
I am the grizzly bear. I got sometimes I call like to my people in the clubhouse. Bro, I feel like a fat boy. You know, like I'm f***ing fat.
Oh.
I really like him.
Yeah.
He's a big old bear of a man. He throws so hard. Holy hell.
How hard is he throwing?
I think he was like, I think he set the record or was league leader in pitches thrown over 100 miles per hour last year. Maybe I'm confusing him with someone else, but I'm almost positive.
I have those people who explain that to their kid. They're watching the game.
They can't. There are no words.
Doug, have you checked the hopometer?
No.
I don't know how The Athletic quantifies this, but the hopometer was released. These are ranking the fans' optimism in 2024 for all three teams. Who do you think has the highest hopometer going into the season?
We're talking baseball now?
Yeah, baseball in St. Louis.
I guess I don't understand the question.
Did you say all three teams?
All three teams. All three,
what three teams?
St. Louis professional teams?
Major League Baseball, 30 teams. Maybe that was
30 teams.
Confusion.
Who has the highest hope of the 30 right. teams? I'd say the Dodgers.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh,
somebody's weeing, and that is brought to you by Schaefer Door Company. When we can hear the wee, yeah. Schaefer Door Company sponsored the 9 o'clock hour. Also, we can hear somebody pissing four feet away from us.
Somebody has higher hopes than the Dodgers.
That's right.
Cardinals.
No.
This is from the city
Braves,
or from the
right?
experts?
The Braves or
Baltimore Orioles.
That was the most mangled. The guessing game went so poorly.
I know. I just am like, all right. Braves are two. I don't know how they quantify. Jackson, do you know how they quantify this?
I think they sent out a survey before.
Got it.
To see, I remember I submitted my. It was like a 2-question survey. Like,
oh,
are
you
hopeful?
Did you answer it?
What?
Did you answer it?
Mm-hmm. I said hopeful.
I can't put any.
What's the question here? We're trying to answer.
Goodness gracious!
Is it hopeful? Is it Baltimore? Is it LA? What is it?
The question. I can't put a stock into anything that's called hopometer.
The question that The Athletic asked was, "Are you optimistic or pessimistic about your team this season?" And people.
What did you? How did you answer that?
Optimistic.
This is for each city got this.
How do they know
no, what their team?
God bless America. The Athletic put it on their website.
Like, this is the top
this link. This is the worst question we've ever had.
You pick what team you root for. So I selected St. Louis Cardinals, and then it asked the question, are you hopeful or not? And I said yes.
And the fans in Baltimore were the most hopeful of any fan group.
Baltimore Orioles fans.
Gosh, it took a while to get around to that.
If you're a fan, aren't everybody hopeful?
No.
No, I'm hoping they do well.
Look across the dais to one Darren Atkins.
Well, you don't think they're going to be good, but you hope they're going to be good. Isn't that the part of being hopeful?
Yeah.
I have no emotion.
It wasn't do you think they're going to be good. They don't call it hope. Hope-o-meter. Everybody hopes their team's going to be well.
Yeah.
Doug, the Cardinals are ranked 20th. How about that? 44.1% optimism. Optimist Jack writes, you know Optimist Jack?
I don't know him.
I'm like, dumb and naive. The DeWitts could field the team of 8-year-olds with socks for gloves, and I'd be convinced we had a shot. Optimist Eric, the revamped roster is good enough to win the division, but probably not good enough to win a playoff series. I wish the front office had acquired another frontline starter to pair with Sonny Gray. Pessimist Andrew writes, they've added innings, but outside of Gray, the quality of those innings in the rotation is subpar. Most fans are clamoring about the pitching deficit last season, and I don't see Gray, Lynn, Gibson as much of an upgrade over Montgomery, Flaherty, and whoever the final rotation spot at any given time. And pessimist Jordan writes, I'm 49, and the starting rotation is closer in age to me than my 19-year-old son. A popular topic, pessimist Tom, our pictures make Gandalf look young. Pessimist Nick, older than Methuselah. Pessimist Kevin, isn't Bob Tewksbury available?
Oh.
Doug, they're not happy on The Athletic.
No, they're not.
Yeah. Wasn't it just a yes or no question?
The least hopeful organization's fans this year.
Pirates?
this makes sense, especially when you consider four of the five teams in the division are going to be competing, the Colorado Rockies.
Oh.
My God.
Yeah, 17%. Is that what I'm saying? No.
4.6.
4.6. Oh, geez. It was 1.8% though last year.
Yeah, so they're trending.
Yeah, that'd be tough to cheer for them.
They have no reason to be bad, Colorado. It's a great city. You'd think free agents would like to live in Denver. It's a good sports city.
Great hitters park.
Yeah, yeah. I don't get it.
Great pitchers park. Well, there's your answer.
Yeah.
Great pitchers aren't going to want to go there.
Yeah.
Mike Hampton went there. Schools.
Ubaldo Jimenez.
Yeah.
That one solid year, yeah.
I think you'd either want to get ground ball type pitchers or strikeout pitch. I guess everybody wants that too. But you'd really have to punch that up when
they got Gomber.
Building a pitching staff there. Yeah.
Marco Gonzalez pitched there.
No, Cardinal. I don't think he did.
Mm-hmm.
Did he?
No, he went to Seattle.
I thought he went to Colorado first.
Is that where he's from? I don't remember.
No,
I don't remember.
It's not that big of a deal.
No, it isn't. Daryl Kyle had a couple good years there. I guess you got to strike people out there so they don't hit it.
Doug, is this pornography on the fan page?
What is it? Is that Plowsy's picture that he put up there?
No.
Well, it looks like it might be, yeah. Very well might be. It's somebody's he's topless.
I woke up, Jackson. I don't know if you got the notification that posts were pulled overnight. And I go,
right?
Oh, God, what
was
happened?
It?
No, there were posts from a couple months ago. Yeah, you see what I'm talking about.
Is it the long-distance cuck relationships?
Yeah.
Yeah, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Who's topless?
A lot of people
Is it a girl
the dude
FaceTiming
somebody?
The dude's
topless and they got banned?
No.
You can't show dude nips?
Seems to be some sort of position that they're
in. Brianna Coppedge thing.
Oh. They're in the quarterback's under center.
Oh, yeah,
I wish there was like a subfolder for the fan page to where there was like
center.
An additional page inside the page that you post like things like this.
What was the reason to post that? Was there a topic?
Doug, why did you post
it? I didn't post it.
I'm also seeing Kevin Miller with like a whole ice cream cone in his mouth, like dangling from his mouth. This thing is
another,
hot.
Yeah, another,
shut it down. Shut it down.
Another big day coming.
Oh, but the Loomster threw a 300.
I woke up and I had notifications from Face. Here it is, Doug. We removed content in TMA fan page that went against our community standards. And I'm like, oh crap.
God, we're going to shut the thing.
I'm like, what happened? What happens overnight? And so I click on the notification and I see a picture of some guy on FaceTime watching a guy bang some girl from behind. I'm like, well, that probably, but that wasn't the problem. That's not the one. That wasn't what was the community standards.
Which one got taken down?
I don't know. It doesn't show.
It doesn't let you know.
No, it just, it tells me who did it.
Yeah. So, and sometimes it's from like years ago.
Right. This was from 2 months ago, the thing that got... I got the notification from...
Took a while to get to it.
I don't know what the deal with that is.
Yeah, I now see the notification I got.
Yeah.
Someone probably reported it, and then somebody...
No, it's, I
Facebook,
think it's Facebook
got around
algorithm.
Looking at
no,
it.
No, it's not. It's not. It's,
I it's think a it's Facebook an AI thing.
And they make mistakes a lot of times,
yes.
too.
They do a lot of nipple scanning.
Oh.
And so I know, like, some guys, like, will post topless pictures, which were all always... Welcome.
We all do that.
Yeah, well, we're big fans.
And there's some that get missed. I don't understand it. Obviously, there's nobody watching it. And I didn't report it. It's no big deal. But there's a fake Dillian Harper Facebook page. And all these people think it's real. Oh, I love you, baby. Oh, I said, you guys know this isn't her, right?
Oh,
are you on the page?
I think there's a lot of celebrities that have fake pages up there with
and but there's a picture somebody
Paul
posted.
Paul's waiting for an answer.
They post, what was the question?
Are you on the page? Like...
Yeah, I got on before I knew it was fake because I thought it says Dillian Harper exclusive fan page. I figured, but it's not her. And but somebody posted a picture. Well, Dillian Harper, who is fake Dillian Harper, said, "Hope you guys are having a great Monday. You like my new outfit?" Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of her with her dress open. You can see Bush.
Oh no!
Are you getting turned on by this?
No.
And I said, "I know you guys are having fun with this, and you're not Dillian Harper, but you're going to get her banned because you're posting Bush on here."
Oh.
I was just looking out for Dillian. But.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a naughty, naughty little girl.
Saved another porn star.
I'm just trying to save her.
Doug, they're not happy with the content. It's truly amazing how this show can go from a truly entertaining and slightly educational segment to a frat house giggle fest in 20 minutes. That's from Starfish Street.
Was this your first time listening?
Yeah, it's like, dude,
how it goes.
This show is not...
Our attention span is only about 15 or 20 minutes. It's all we got. We can't think critically for more than 20 minutes or so.
Brian Henson says some chronic over-poster posted a video that appeared to be a gal weeing in a parking lot. That's from Brian Henson. I don't know if that was on the Colts fan page or on the TMA fan page.
He must be talking about the one that got banned.
Chronic over-poster.
Yeah, there's a bunch of those on there.
How would you know?
Well, I used to be on there, Doug.
But you're not.
Maybe they
haven't
stopped.
Been for a long
yeah,
time.
Yeah, like probably a year now, right?
Well, I'm sure they haven't stopped.
Well, Jackson does a hell of a job moderating it.
Mm-hmm. Nice going, Jackson.
Yeah, I'm really doing the Lord's work over here.
I mean, Kevin Miller posts, I don't know if he stopped or not, but this guy would, every 2 seconds he's posting.
Of all the worthless ways to spend a lifetime, with moderating a fan page, be right up there near the top.
Especially for free.
Yeah.
If you're going to pay me to do it, I'd gladly start knocking
Well, if you were to build
there.
Out a pro forma for the fan page, one of the issues would be on the revenue column, it'd be a zero. Mm-hmm. So therefore, the expense column having any number would be something that you wouldn't get a lot of investment support for.
No, I wouldn't
for.
Think so. Yeah.
You can text in 314-881-TMA5. That is how you can text into the program. It's the Jeff Lottman, Compass Realty text inbox. And you can also email in that Design Air Heating and Cooling email today. It comes around about 15, 16 minutes. And then Jackson has this little piddle about Jack and Diane coming up.
Yep.
Okay.
That's right.
We'll look forward to that for sure.
Right. Jackson, tell people about Mark Hanney's with Evergreen Wealth Strategy.
He is. He's my financial advisor. He helps me out. Helps me plan out my financial future, some great strategies, some great tips, help build out a custom plan by learning about me, the individual. And that's what he'll do with you as well. He'll learn about you, the individual, you as the client, where you want to be in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, so you can plan both short-term and long-term. You can balance that happiness in life and money, because those two goes hand in hand, and Mark Hanna understands that better than anybody. And he is very, very talented at communicating his message to his client. That's why I love working with him. And that's how I know you will love working with him as well. You need somebody in your corner, and I suggest working with Mark Hanna.
314-889-0503 or go online at evergreenstl.com. That's Mark Hanna, Evergreen Wealth Strategies. Check out Mantality today at lowtusa.com. That's Mantality at lowtusa.com. I have been out there. I've gotten tested. It's FDA-approved testosterone treatment. Board-certified physicians who work with most insurance. Even if you've tried testosterone before, not everyone understands the blood chemistry in men's bodies. Mantality can help. The normal range for testosterone is large. And so you got to understand the fact that free testosterone is different than just standard ranges. So the normal range for testosterone, you can get the doctor to tell you what your normal range is, but then they don't understand the free testosterone. And then if you don't get that tested, it wasn't fully looked at, so you got to get that number, and they can give you that at Mantality. Get checked with them at lowtusa.com. Testosterone therapy helps men regain normal function and restore their ability to perform normally at all levels. It's Mantality online at lowtusa.com.
What are you scratching over there, Iggy?
I spilt a little bit of...
Scratch the gerbil.
No, a few drops of Gatorade fell, so I was just wiping it up.
We heard it.
What do you mean you heard? There's no way you heard that.
We hear that. Scratch the gerbil.
I'm not scratching it. My hand is on there.
Well, we heard it.
Oh, God. Tim, I want this on record real quick, though. Hand me the can real quick, will you?
The Aussie can.
Yeah, because I want Gobble Bowl this year is November 23rd, long way away. But this is a backflip. I want people to see that. You can see the signature.
Okay.
Aussie signed that. When he signed that for Gobble Bowl, he said, "This is the first can of backflip I've signed."
Unbelievable.
So when you get to Gobble Bowl, you'll be bidding on the first can.
Can you put a number one on there?
No.
On a home run by the Wizard.
It is a nice signature for a can and a Sharpie.
Yeah, he has a great signature plow.
Right.
That'd be a hard thing to do.
So it's on record when you come to Gobble Bowl, very first can of backflip Ozzy signed.
What do you think it's worth?
Whatever they bid on it.
Yeah.
Doug, that's what we like to call priceless.
I see. Yeah.
So I said, "Oh, well, how do we know it's the first can?" Go back and watch the podcast from, the 18th, 19th?
19th, yeah.
March 19th, and I told you it was the first can the day Ozzy was in here. So there you go.
How about that?
All right, that's nice. Nice little item.
Real nice.
Good little item there.
Real nice.
Okay. Next, we'll go to mentality and beef up on testosterone, get rid of some of this estrogen that's wafting through this dais.
Doug, here is Anthony Edwards from last night.
Okay. It's about time we got to this.
The guy from...
Not attempt in that first half. Another turnover for Utah. Edwards gets it back!
It was a sick dunk.
Okay. Dunk of the year.
Shouldn't this be on TV where we could see it?
Yeah, it was. I thought maybe some people had seen it, and so.
So he dunked it?
Oh, yeah. It was a sick dunk. Looked like an offensive foul, but I'm glad it wasn't called.
I thought you were talking about
I'm glad it wasn't called, but it did look like an offensive foul.
Big boy game.
Guy from Revenge of the Nerds. What was his name, Anthony Edwards?
I think he was in Top Gun as well.
He was Goose.
Former number one pick, Georgia standout Anthony Edwards.
I think Anthony Edwards was the highest paid television actor there for a while. What was the big show that he's on? The big
ER.
Yeah, ER. Yeah. He had quite a little career, and now he's dunking basketballs.
Was he the guy with the unibrow?
You're thinking of Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis. Did he shave that?
No.
Wally Moon had a nice unibrow. Old-time baseball player.
Why don't you just get a razor and go in the middle of that?
It's his signature. It's his thing.
To each their own.
Yeah.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Well, I don't think I could grow a unibrow.
If you had one, would you shave it?
Probably would.
Yeah.
But I can't. I don't have one.
I barely got eyebrows.
Yeah, me too.
Every time I see one scraggling, I take my nose clipper and I do it, but then I and like half the eyebrow comes off.
What was that sound that it makes? Okay.
Hummingbird.
Yeah, even if I get one little scraggle, I do it. How can I get like Andy Rooney look at that and say, I like it?
Yeah, I don't get why the old men that have eyebrows growing 2 inches high don't trim that, or coming out of their ears or something. What? You never look in a mirror? You don't have a wife or somebody to say, what are you doing?
Yeah, just get the clippers and get rid of that bush on your eyebrow.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some people just don't care, I guess.
No.
Looking forward to inevitably seeing the signed can from Ozzy on a Facebook Marketplace page near you. That's from glove blogger Tom Draven. That is a serious, serious charge.
Yeah, it is, and it's a very hurtful one, too, because I don't take things given to me for charity and go sell them.
Glove blogger Tom Draven.
How about the Lady Gaga autograph?
Well, it wasn't for charity.
What was it for?
She signed it to me.
Oh.
I have two things. I have the one she signed with Tony Bennett on the cheek-to-cheek that's hanging on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need two autographs.
No.
I actually tried to use it for the auction.
Oh, did you?
And everybody who got it gave it back to me.
Oh, no.
2 years in a row, Brian McKenna wanted it at Gobble Bowl, and he said, I know you want to take it back. God, I can't even give it away.
What, do you want a door prize, or did he pay for it?
No, it was a raffle.
Raffle prize.
I guess I could do it again this year. Who knows?
And people keep giving the prizes back?
McKenna did 2 years in a row. 2 years in a row in the raffle. This is the second year I've won this thing. And just gave it right back to me again. So I guess I'll use it next year.
Sure.
Now, it wasn't given to me for a raffle. It was given to me as she signed it for me.
Doug, I don't know if you had a chance to see the lady's 5 strict rules for her boyfriend that has left people divided.
We're a divided nation because of this little article?
This
Taylor Donahue. Taylor Donahue has 342,000 followers on TikTok, and this video has accumulated 786,000 views. This is her 5 rules for her boyfriend.
Okay.
At 23. Okay. So this sounds like this is a relationship a lot of guys would want to be a part of, where you get five.
He had to have already dumped her, right?
Rules.
First thing he cannot do is have a girl best friend. She says it's super obvious, explain it, because I don't believe in them. I think those get messy. She clarifies it's okay to have acquaintances and friends, but a girl best friend is absolutely not negotiable.
That's kind of weird. It is kind of weird.
Just jealous.
Next up, she highlighted that it is key that her and her partner have their locations switched on for each other, mostly for safety. The 23-year-old clarified, am I stalking every hour? No, but I feel like it's just one of those things that when you care about someone, you'll tell them their whereabouts. I feel like that works, but either way.
This girl already is just very under trustworthy.
Under trustworthy.
You think she's...
She's non-trustworthy, and she's very paranoid. I got to know where you are. You can't have a girlfriend.
Now, in my case, I actually turned on... We were discussing this last week because I had lost... I can't remember what the hell I lost recently. And I'm like, the find the location thing. And I sent it to my wife. So if I were to leave my phone somewhere... And I got this for my keys, too, in part because my 2-year-old likes to play with my keys, little tags on it, like people do with their luggage.
Mm-hmm, I've got that.
Remember that? Yeah. Lisa Ann was telling us about those luggage tags?
I have some of those.
Yeah. So you'll know where that stuff is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not like my wife said, hey, I need to know where you are. But in this case, this lady is saying that she has to have her partner turn their location switched on.
Yeah. Paranoid. Jealous.
Yeah. If she's having all these rules as a girlfriend, what's it going to be like if they eventually
That's usually
married?
When things loosen up and the sex increases.
Well, not usually.
Third of all, she says that her boyfriend is not allowed to go to the strip club, even though some couples, quote, go together. She states, you can go to bars, you can have a guy's day, but strip clubs, absolutely not. God, I feel like this might be my one and only.
This could be. You've got a lot in common with this gal.
Also... She said that she wouldn't let her boyfriend pay all the bills, saying it's, quote, wrong for men to pay for 100% of everything.
Now she's talking.
She's winning people back.
Mm-hmm.
She clarifies that she's talking about dating and not marriage, though, explaining, especially early on, the guy should take on the majority of the bills, but I'd be lying if I said I didn't pay for a dime.
So now she says you should take on the majority of the bills?
Especially early on, the guy should take on majority of the bills, but I'd be lying if I said, like, I didn't pay for a dime. So she's paying
I didn't pay
for
a dime? Maybe the word four shouldn't have been in there.
It's $10. This is Lad Bible, which is an English site.
And then finally, she says that her partner cannot like bikini pictures of other girls on Instagram, labeling it a huge red flag for obvious reasons. She says there's a lot more awareness around the problem, but concluded, it always makes me sad when I see someone who's married with kids or just in a relationship and they're liking girls' photos, especially provocative ones. Doug, there it is, the 5 rules if you would like to be with Taylor Donahue.
Mm. I like the part where she says she's going to pay for some of the bills. The others seem a little clingy, a little worrisome. I mean, you got to let a guy be a guy, right?
I'm guessing she's not dating.
Jackson, is she dating anybody on Lad Bible?
Her boyfriend made a video of his rules for her, which include not flirting with guys at the bar, not liking other guys' Instagram pictures, making sure she texts him while she's out, and then this one I think will get the boys going, and not getting lip filler.
Oh, I'm supportive of that.
So he has some rules as well. The liking Instagram pictures thing is odd to me. It's so superficial. Like, who gives a damn? But maybe I'm off. Or, like,
you
just don't like them. Like, you can still look at them.
On the other end of the foot, come on. You're liking, like, scantily clad bikini gals? That's one step in the road to deception.
She didn't say anything about nude pictures, just bikini pictures.
Well, there aren't nude pictures on Instagram.
I think both of the rules are, both of their sets of rules are pretty obvious. I don't see him being.
You have no problem with any of the rules, Plowhawk.
I don't do anything either. My location would be me sitting on my ass.
So I'm like, unless I leave my phone, like when I'm at a store or a golf course, it kind of doesn't matter. But I mean, at the same time, like I know that I'm not up to anything nefarious, so I don't really give a damn. Turning on my location is neither here nor there.
I see my friends like once a month. You know, I mean, none of them are female friends. I don't know. I feel like that's pretty easy. Pretty standard.
Location services are good, so when you're at home choking your chicken, you can make sure to reach climax before your last walks through the door. It's from Jackson's buddy, Sweet Sweet Kai.
Come on, Jackson.
I typically choke mine in the living room, and literally we have, like, a camera for, like, checking our dogs during long periods of time.
Huh.
And, like, Madison, I know, checks it periodically because she likes seeing the dogs, and I guarantee she'll never bring it up to me because she'll be, I guarantee she's
seen it. Are you an exhibitionist?
You stepped on that drop, ass pony.
I don't.
So you're saying Madison watches you masturbate via the dog camera?
I'm not sure if she. I mean, she never said she has or hasn't, but it's like right, I'm like literally right in frame. Like it's like.
Do you position yourself?
Like, it almost looks like
star?
I would have to be because like it literally is center cut to like the center, the only nice portion of our couch. It's nice and comfy. Mm. Typical where I rest. So, yeah, she definitely had to have caught me.
Two dogs on the left, dog on the right.
Oh, that's also
the dogs, and there's him eating it.
That's the problem is there's, my dog don't care.
Oh, so Greg Owen's stovepipe with a breaking story. Maybe this is where the cuck thing came from on that that fan page post. It appears my wife has a secret online account. That's from Greg Owen's stovepipe.
Wow. Did you just figure this out?
Did he post it?
I don't know. All I know is that's what the text says.
What sort of secret online account?
Greg Owen's stovepipe calling the Callier and Thompson secret. Phone line 636-9004 TMA. Just leave a mic drop for a balloon party.
Secret bank account?
I would say we're not like the best at these situations. So if you're looking for like sage advice or like people who take it seriously, yeah. I don't know.
Tim, did your wife turn on her location services? No, she has not yet. Maybe I also found something out too. Three dogs, one hog. That's from Eric in the Central West End. Is that what the video you're calling it?
I mean, it could easily be called that because the dogs don't move. No. They just lay there.
Well, what would you expect them to do?
I get it. I don't know.
Could you imagine Madison showing some friends at work their foster puppy, turns the camera on her fiancé as his hog out? That's from Wedding Tackle.
I would hope, knowing Madison's street smart, she would want to see the camera 1v1 before
don't say 1v1
public. If I don't really care if my apartment, I really don't care who sees it, but it would be a bummer if it was like her boss, client.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure where this segment was going, but boy, oh boy, did Plowsy really bring it home with this reveal of the dog cam whack voyeur situation. That's from Gary Pinkel's cell phone.
Well, for one, it's not like purposeful. I would just, after a few times doing it, like, I would see, like, the camera blanking. And I'm not for sure what it does, like, when somebody activates it, you know, via the app. You click on the app, and boom, there it is. So there have been times where it's been blinking green and blinking red. And obviously one of those times somebody's looking or somebody's doing something. I don't know what indicator it is, but like I said, I don't care.
No.
It's not like I'm in a dumpster in the side of, like, Holly Hills.
Holly Hills is a good shot.
It's a great neighborhood. Solid alleys.
Yeah, garage is in the back.
Yeah, that's what I grew up with.
Yeah.
Larry Nichols on the line, and I forgot to go to him. That's on me. It's bad hosting. Larry, sorry, it's going to have to be an abbreviated WWE recap today.
That's okay.
I'm sorry about that. I know you were on hold. Doug wants to know what happened because you were trying to watch it last night. But
no, I didn't. Oh. I watched The Bachelor.
Doug, you've been watching The Bachelor of like, what, the last 4 decades?
I do, yeah. I've watched a lot of Bachelor. Yeah, we're right down to the nitty gritty. We're down to the final two now.
Anyway, time out.
No,
final.
Reset.
This is the final match between Becky Lynch and Nia Jax. It was contested under last woman standing rules. And they explained those rules to you, Doug.
Okay,
so
if you could
understand. There was no pinfall. No submission, and no disqualification. And here's the question you're going to have. What about countouts?
Yeah.
There were no countouts, but the referee still had to use his 10 count to see if either Becky Lynch or Nia Jax can get back to their feet.
Okay.
So, and of course, Becky Lynch won the match.
Sick. Okay, so what does that mean for her?
WrestleMania.
That means she can move on from Nia Jax and concentrate on her title match at WrestleMania 40 in Philadelphia.
It's a concentration thing.
Yes.
Okay.
So you get a first round bye.
Yeah.
So you gotcha. Opponent.
All right. So that was the big event. Anything else that we need to know about?
Besides three qualifying matches for said pay-per-view for the six-pack ladder match. for the undisputed tag titles.
Okay. Like these are like Monday qualifiers for WrestleMania.
I guess. Like the play-in games?
Yeah.
They're going to be a live wrestle.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Can we call before you do an email of the day, please?
Doug?
Can you do what now?
What do you want to talk about?
Oh, yeah, you want to talk. Yeah, okay, go ahead.
What do you want to talk about?
Wrestling. That's okay. I call it in.
Right, go ahead.
The three qualifying matches were DIY, which is
Tommaso
Ciampa and Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
Versus the Creed Brothers. DIY won that match, so they're going to WrestleMania. The second match was Austin Truth versus Ender Sheer. And Austin Truth won that match on a fluke.
On a fluke.
Not a lot of that happened in wrestling.
And then the third qualifying match was Alpha Academy versus The New Day, who I happened to interview when you guys were still at 590.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, The New Day won that match. So those three teams advanced to the six-pack ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Titles.
Well, that's exciting stuff.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't get to it until 9:45, so we're short on time. Larry, do you have the top five countries in the world?
Yes, I do, Tim. Thanks for asking. Number five will be Australia.
Okay.
Number four will be Mexico.
All righty, then.
Number three will be Brazil.
Brazil. Okay, then.
No. Number two will be Canada. Of course, number one, United States of America.
Yes. That is nice. Larry, God bless you. And God bless you, United States of America.
Yeah, God bless America.
Thank you, Nick. Hey.
Big day for NAFTA.
Kind of watched the movie The Wrestler the other night. Never seen it. God, what a depressing movie that is.
Yeah, I couldn't even finish it.
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, I think he won an Academy Award for that.
I think I'm going to watch Iron Claw with Zac Efron. I forgot what.
Good.
I don't know what wrestler he picks, but it looks really good.
Is that the Von Erichs?
Yeah,
quite good. Fritz Von Erich was the master of the Iron Claw.
Yes, he was.
So I'm going to really watch that tonight.
Yeah. Really good. Wow. Yeah. Was that nominated for anything?
No, it got shut out. Good year. 2023 was a good year for movies, so in a down year it would have. A lot of people thought Efron should have been nominated.
Did Mickey Rourke win the Academy for that, Jackson, or just be nominated?
For The Wrestler?
Yeah.
I think he was just
I think he was nominated.
He was definitely nominated. I don't think he won. 08, that would have been a Slumdog Millionaire year.
Jackson has a problem with Slumdog Millionaire.
He was pretty good in it, but it's just, God, it's so depressing. And Marissa Tomei got topless a few times.
Oh, jeez.
She had Pierce Nipples, Tim.
Oh, God, I like that.
It was a good movie film.
It was a great Wrestler?
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
Yeah,
he sounds like
nominated.
It might be bad.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he was actually He was not nominated.
Wow, I thought he was. I thought that was like his comeback movie.
Yeah, I kind of thought so too. Yeah, I would have bet on that. He was nominated. All right, we got to do the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. Oh, can Blueberry Pop keep this run?
My bad. He was nominated. Oh, come on,
Jackson.
Movie film.
It was an 08 movie, but obviously the 09 Oscars. My bad.
Yeah. Apology has been accepted.
Okay.
Over poster. Sounds like somebody is still mad I dropped and shattered the Brett Hull signed lithograph for Gobble Bowl that I dropped in the station's parking lot the day after I had it framed and glassed. Terrific. Impressive. Marvelous. Tremendous. Inspirational. Magnificent. Just in case you are from Alton, Illinois and don't understand, it's an arostic? Doug?
A-R-O-S-T-I-C?
A-R-O-S-T-I-C. And I don't even have to say the name they spell. But this email is about St. Patrick's Day and the drunken, debaucherous sex it sometimes leads to. It was the first time I witnessed anal sex. Looking back, it really wasn't much of a parade. Just my neighbor, Mr. Scullin, and his buddy, Mr. O'Loughlin. A couple of 5'4", 300-pounders who had pulled in our driveway by mistake. They had just made another beer run and cleaned out the bottom two shelves of beverage space at Bob's Liquor on Gravois. When they tripped, Mr. O'Loughlin ended up on top of the sweaty man ball. Then they just started making out.
Okay.
This Mr. O'Loughlin peeled off Mr. Scullin's cloth bulk bulgers.
Oh.
He yelled, "Ouchie." The fallen bark from our birch tree had given him a nasty cut on his butt cheeks, so he spun him onto his belly. Well, we all know my buddy Butchie, and he wasn't going to pass up a chance at a boof train.
Okay.
Is the FCC?
You can't say that.
Quick thinking, he poured some iodine on Mr. Scullin's cuts, then slid on in as the caboose as Mr. Scullin bucked wildly with
okay.
a ripple effect of thunderous skin stretching.
That's enough! Who was it, Tim?
Kareem, and then the Irish guy, O'Wheat.
Kareem O'Wheat. He has been suspended for his comments. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name right now is going to the Illinois Recovery Center. That's IllinoisRecoveryCenter.com. Perhaps they can help you.
So Mr. Scullin was the bottom? Or Mr. O'Loughlin?
I couldn't keep it straight.
And they just fell in a liquor aisle and they started having gay sex?
Around a birch tree?
That's the most normal name he's ever had, Cream of Wheat.
Good morning. Just checking in. Still TBD on if I'll be able to attend the Ravens-Colts draft watch party or if I'll have to... grin gin, but did the Strode man save me a spot in this golf event y'all have been talking about? I'm no Florida flower, but I am an Indianapolis bush. Thanks. That's from number one Asian intern Brian Henschen. I don't think I could grow a unibrow.
Brian Henschen, unable to grow a unibrow.
Ed Herman brought up the You're Killing Me Smalls line as an iconic one, line that really defined a movie. So it got me thinking, what other iconic lines have really defined a film picture? So I went to goodorbad.com, clicked on bad, and landed on the 2008 Tracy Bingham Sherman Helmsley comedy Hangin' in Hedo, where the synopsis reads, it looks like me don't have a synopsis for this title yet. Be the first to contribute. Reluctantly, I went to Rival, Rotten Tomatoes. Figured they'd have to have something. Went to Critic Reviews, and it read, there are no critic reviews for this title. Keep checking for updates. Went down to audience reviews, and it said there are no audience reviews of this title because it has not been released yet. Then I just kind of lost interest and fired a hate tweet at the NBC golf account because that's the only way I can climax these days. Save me a spot in a fan page club championship. A guy I hate paid for my sound story. I crowdsourced a DNA test. I'm sure the guy that gives a breathy red wine kisses and dry humps greenside of the real estate mogul that for some reason has a gas station hot dog on his lap every day will take care of it. Gin only with tonic, baby. Sean knows I'm good for it. This a Rolly, not a pop watch. Ish, don't ever pop. That's from Blueberry Pop Pop.
Whoa, odd. Blueberry Pop Pop.
We flash back to the World Golf Championship event at Doral in 2014 when P. Reed led by 2 strokes headed into 18 and famously hit 5-iron off the tee on the 471-yard par 4 18th hole. He bogeyed the hole but won the tournament by a stroke, leading Mike Frances in a rant and rave, keep your mouth closed afterwards when you lay up with a 5-iron.
Oh. Tee shot 5-iron. Okay.
It's really silly when radio hosts get all bent out of shape about golf. I'm not an angry person. I don't really get upset about things. Well, besides NBC's golf coverage with that Mike Tirico, who always has to insert himself into the broadcast and make everything about him. I'm like P. Reed. I follow rules. Well, besides maintaining my gin handicap for the Fan Page Club Championship, staying off the fairway when it's cart path only, come back from break on time, and staying off my phone while I'm on the air. So, yeah, I guess we're done talking about Patrick Reyna, who played Ham in The Sandlot and who also was in Son-in-Law with Pauly Shore, Lane Smith, and Tiffany Thiessen. Don't forget about The Big Green, not to be confused with Ladybugs with Rodney Dangerfield and the delectable Jonathan Brandis.
Mm-hmm.
Where's Ozzy? Who's going along with him? We know he's here. It better not be the Courtney Show on 106.5 The Arch. Sure, I once hijacked Nikki Glaser when she was here to appear on their show, and I begged her to come in studio, and she did because she thought I was terminally ill and it was some kind of make-a-wish deal. But then I was so nervous, all I could do was butcher her own jokes back to her and confess to all the times I slid into her DMs begging her to be on the show, but I can't hijack other shows' guests anymore since they moved us into this windowless closet next to the pizza. Hmm. Doug, that's some Buck Swope.
Buck Swope with a nice little email today.
And that's what we have for the Design Air Heating and Cooling email today.
I guess this was a Buck Swope day. I'm going to vote for Mr. Swope.
It's between Pop Hop and Kevin Miller. And
what?
Well, Swope wasn't that good.
I thought it was the best of the bunch.
I go with cream of wheat.
I go with cream of wheat as well.
Damn it, Lucas! He was suspended.
The idea, I can't help but get a little soft cow when I think of Mr. O'Loughlin and Doug. Who is the other one? Mr. Scullin?
I think so.
Doesn't sound Irish.
I keep thinking of Scullin Steel. I see the buildings down there.
And they had gay sex at Bob's Liquor on Gravois Road, and they're 5'4", 300 pounds.
Gosh, built like basketball.
I thought they had sex in his driveway. They got lost on their way somewhere.
There was a
and they stopped
tree
in, his
in there somewhere.
And then Butchie joined in.
And you voted. Both of you voted for it.
Uncle Butch's friend Skip, I guess, was just watching from the window.
I'm disappointed in the two of you.
Congratulations, Kareem O'Wheat. You have won the Design Air Heating and Cooling email of the day. And that is a really nice win. Another nice win is going down the hallway and doing Lil Piddle's.
A little Jack pedal about Jack and Diane.
That's what we're doing on Balloon Party. They will not be happy about it. We will talk about that, though, from 10 to 11. I have a sound story at 11:30. Doug has one at 12:30. You can get yours at mysoundstory.com. And if you want to be part of the free Sound Story Life documentary with videos and pictures digitized, and Doug calls it B-rolling.
I don't.
The interview. Email me at tmckernan@insidestl.com, and I will send you the form to apply if you are interested. It's a, like, five-minute form. It's not a 30-page deal. Anyway, time for us to shut it down. For the Plow, for Action Jacks, for Kenneth, thank you, Strode, for my brother Kevin, for Douglas Alvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been The Morning After, which is presented to you by Brown and Crouppen.